Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. Glad you are with us on this pre-4th of July holiday, so to speak. And joining us is the very, very busy Congressman Bob Onder from Missouri's 3rd District. Congressman, it's been short on sleep for you recently, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has. Reminds me of my medical residency back many moons ago. We're up all night last night, working hard. But at the end of the day, we were able to win a historic victory for the American people.
Right. And people have talked about this as being not just the big, beautiful bill, but obviously big in terms of the president's agenda. Why is it that this bill is such a plank or a centerpiece of President Trump's agenda for his second term?
Well, yeah, this was an enormous part of his agenda. First of all, on November 5th, he ran on making us safer, securing our borders, completing the border wall, building detention facilities and the infrastructure so that we could detain and deport criminal illegal aliens, but also to renew the Tax Cut and Jobs Act to avoid the largest tax increase in U.S. history on the American people, also to restore sound and sane energy policy. We did all of these things and at the same time cut $1.6 trillion in mandatory spending, something that has never been done before. So it was at times a rocky road, but at the end of the day, we got it done and we are fulfilling our promises as Republicans to the American people.
You know, it's interesting. The mainstream media, Congressman, have been reporting consistently for several weeks now that this represents a $4.5 billion tax cut for the wealthy. But in reality, the tax provisions that are the focus of a lot of this ire, they're in place right now. So the failure to renew them would have been a tax increase, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as much as the Democrats talk about tax cut for billionaires, the fact is, if these tax cuts expired, every American family would face a tax increase in Missouri, about 20%, about $1,600 for the average American family. And actually, had the Tax Cut and Jobs Act expired, had we not passed the Big Beautiful Bill, the working class and the middle class would have paid a higher percentage of the federal tax bill than by us delivering today. So there's a lot of demagoguing on the Democrat side. I think Hakeem Jeffries gave a record long speech with lies and misrepresentations about the bill. But at the end of the day, the question was whether we were going to impose on the American people the largest tax increase in U.S. history. I believe every single Democrat voted yes, and all but a couple of Republicans voted. I'm sorry, every single Democrat voted yes, we would impose the tax increase. We Republicans retained tax relief for hardworking Americans. Mm-hmm.
We are talking to a 3rd District Congressman right here from Missouri, Bob Onder. Full disclosure, Bob Onder is my doctor, or at least it was previously before he went to Washington. But Congressman, here's the other question I have for you. Right now, everyone has just heard rhetoric after rhetoric after rhetoric from the Democrats about how this is going to be terrible. It's going to destroy our country. It's going to make dogs and cats live together. It's going to be a biblical proportion disaster. Okay, we've heard that. And yet, once regular Americans start to see the effects of this bill, for example, the removal of taxation on tips and some other things that are really going to help blue-collar workers, middle-class Americans, once they see the results of this bill rather than just listening to the rhetoric, don't you think that the results of this bill will be far more popular than what is being presented today?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. President Trump tells the story that he was talking to a waitress on the campaign trail, and she said, you know, I don't think I should have to pay tax on my tips. That gave him the idea. Also, no tax on overtime, and then tax relief for senior citizens on Social Security. But again, tax relief for every American. And that will, the results will speak for themselves. The Trump economy will continue to buzz along. The job creation this month was just released, exceeded expectations. We are in a low inflation, high growth period of time in our history, despite all the turbulence on the world stage. And I think this renewal of this tax cut bill, and along with the fiscal responsibility of cutting $1.6 trillion of mandatory spending, I think it's going to supercharge this economy. And I think the American people will be very, very happy with the results.
It's interesting that we're talking about the economy here, Congressman, because at the beginning of the year, once President Trump took office and started implementing some tariff negotiation strategies, we were told over and over and over again by the left that this would destroy our economy, that our economy would go into a tailspin. That never happened. We were also told, even as recently as earlier this week, that jobs numbers are down, inflation's going to be terrible. And yet when we saw the numbers today, the job growth in this country has exceeded expectations. So at what point, and I know this is hard to guess, but at some point, rather, will mainstream America figure out that the rhetoric they're hearing is false when what they're seeing in front of them is solid economic growth and more economic prosperity for our country?
Yes, I think already the American people are seeing that. They're seeing through the media's lies, the Democrats' hyperbole. Again, we really have a high economic growth, high job creation, low inflation economy. I remember my first few weeks, it was almost surreal. The Democrats back in January were talking about nothing but egg prices. I mean, here egg prices had gone up under President Biden over the last few months of his administration, and President Trump was sworn in about 2 days, and they were complaining about eggs. Commodities have gone up in price, but they have leveled off. I think sensible energy policy will lead to lower gas prices, lower utility costs. I think in every area of the economy, we're going to see really great results for the American people. As Donald Trump has said, we are the hottest country on earth right now, and we're going to keep it that way.
The other thing, too, we're here on July 3rd. Obviously, tomorrow is the celebration of our country's birth, literally. And polling, and again, I hear this coming from the mainstream media that people are not proud to be Americans. And yet, when I look at the actual polling data, it's only the Democrats that are not proud to be Americans today. But when you look at this economy that's growing, the robust economy, we've got a plan to improve the economy. We're strong on a national defense standpoint. Right now, we've got the potential for peace in the Middle East, something that's never been achieved before. We're on the cusp of something great. Other than partisan politics, Congressman, why would any American not be proud to be an American today?
Well, I think people are, and I think we're really seeing a resurgence in patriotism among our young people. We're seeing the military for the first time in many years meet its recruiting numbers. You really got to think, as a young person watching the ineptitude of Joe Biden as commander in chief, the horrific pullout from Afghanistan. Who would want that? Who would want to serve under such a commander in chief? But President Trump is exerting confidence, love of country, and of course, an emphasis on peace and stability on the world stage. That is drawing record numbers of young people into our armed services. But yeah, we see it everywhere. We see people flying their flags. We see people wearing red, white, and blue. Here in DCA Airport, no haven of conservative Republicanism with people wearing MAGA hats. So it is morning in America, as Ronald Reagan once put it. We are truly making America great again, and I can't say how honored I am to be representing Missouri and to be on President Trump's team.
We're talking to Congressman, Missouri Congressman Bob Onder. And Congressman, last question. I know this reconciliation bill has been truly the focus on Capitol Hill for quite some time. Now that this is behind you, and once you get a chance to take a nap and catch up on your rest, what's next for Congress?
Well, yeah, I think the next thing is to work on the budget. And, you know, in the reconciliation bill, we had a unique opportunity to reform mandatory spending programs like Medicaid, like food stamps, like some of the student loan programs. And now we're going to the so-called discretionary spending. That's the budget we are supposed to pass every year, although Congress hasn't passed a budget in a long time. We need to restrain spending. We already passed a rescission bill that President Trump submitted, where the House cut $9.3 billion from discretionary spending, but we've got a lot more work to do if we're going to restore fiscal sanity. We have a $37 trillion debt. We've got to work on that every day to get spending in line.
Well, drink some chamomile tea, get some good rest, Congressman, and thank you for all that you're doing for Missourians in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for having me. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day. We'll be back right after this on The Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today, 97.1 FM Talk.